Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Saloni Goyal and here is what we have to start your day. Proposed dividend may boost L&T stock. Muthoot NCD looks attractive. Kotak Bank says keen on M&A opportunity. And bidders for DHFL told to revise offer. And there is more, but first a quick glance at the state of the markets. Nifty futures on the Singapore Exchange traded 62 points higher at 7 a.m, signalling a possible rebound ahead on the Lal Street. Elsewhere, Asian markets looked set to continue a downward spiral after soaring global coronavirus cases and shrinking hopes for a US stimulus deal took a toll on Wall Street and drove up the dollar. Japan's TOPIX fell 0.3%, Australia's ASX 200 index dropped 1.3% and Hang Seng fell 0.3%, while the Shanghai Composite fell 0.3% and the KOSPI was little changed. US stocks tumbled in thin trade on Monday, with the S&P 500 posting its biggest daily decline in 4 weeks. Dow fell 650 points or 2.29%, while S&P 500 lost 64 points or 1.86% and the Nasdaq 189 points or 1.64%. In oil market, the oil prices regained a semblance of stability on Tuesday after suffering sharp losses over the previous session and last week. Brent crude rose 12 cents or 0.3% to $40.58 a barrel after having fallen over 3% overnight. WTI crude rose 13 cents or 0.3% to $38.69. In currency market, the rupee depreciated by 23 paise to settle at around 4-week low of 73.84 against the US dollar on Monday, as muted domestic equities and strong American currency weighed on investor sentiment. The dollar clung to small gains on Tuesday as the greenback safe haven appeal was burnished by worries about a second wave of COVID. The yuan nursed a 0.5% loss as Sino-US tensions flared. The risk-sensitive Australian and New Zealand dollars dipped marginally. The euro nursed losses, but the yen remained steady. And in bullion, the gold and silver prices edged lower on Monday as elusive US stimulus package and a stronger US dollar put pressure on the yellow metal. On MCX, December gold futures fell 0.3% to ₹50,679 per 10 gram, while silver futures plunged 1.12% to ₹61,749 a kg. In international market, gold added 0.3% to $1,907.93 an ounce. All in all, the Lal Street looked set for a bounce back. On Monday, Nifty 50 showed signs of weakness after forming indecisive candles in the last couple of sessions. Analysts said the odds are good that the index may test the 11,650 to 600 range in the coming days. Let me now give you a heads up on some of the top news we're tracking at this hour. The war between retail giants Amazon and Reliance Retail is now out in the open, and at stake is India's retail market worth $635 billion. By issuing a statement last Sunday evening in a dispute it is not a party to, RIL's retail unit has flexed its muscles and made it clear that it will just not watch the Amazon Future Group dispute from the sidelines, but enforce its rights to complete the transaction fast. For Amazon, it is important that the breach of an international contract does not set a precedent that could be used against it in other countries. Investors looking for higher returns compared to traditional bank deposits could consider the upcoming NCD issue from gold loan financier Muthoot Finance. The company's NCDs rated AA could fetch returns between 7.15% and 8% annually. The issue, which opens on Tuesday, will close on November 20. L&T's proposed special dividend may rekindle investors' interest in the stock. It has been range-bound for the past 6 months due to the concerns over growth in order intake and revenue for its core engineering and construction business amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The board of the country's largest infrastructure company will be meeting on October 28, and if the special dividend is approved, then the record date will be November 6. Kotak Mahindra Bank on Monday denied takeover talks with IndusInd Bank but said it was open to M&A opportunities. Group CFO Jaimin Bhatt said, "We are not saying no to any of those growth avenues, but certainly not on this one. When we raised capital in the first quarter of this year, we did say we will look at acquisitions, whether companies or assets." Meanwhile, lenders of DHFL have asked for revised offers with no conditional plans from the four existing bidders, Oaktree, SC Lowy, Adani Capital and Piramal Group, who will have to submit the new plans to own the troubled NBFC and its different assets by Friday evening. The Committee of Creditors will likely to meet on Saturday to make a call on the revised bids. Lastly, an update on all the stocks buzzing this morning. Tata Consumer Product talks with Coffee Day Group for a stake in the latter's vending business has been stuck over valuation, as existing shareholders as well as the lenders with whom part of promoter shares are pledged are reluctant to sell at the price proposed by Tata firm. SBI, HDFC Bank and BOB are set to team up to explore forming a new mass market payments entity which would compete with NPCI's Unified Payments Interface. The Supreme Court has dismissed a plea by United Breweries Holdings against a Karnataka High Court order directing the company to be wound up to settle dues of the now-defunct Kingfisher Airlines with public sector banks. State Bank of India on Monday said it has raised Rs. 5,000 crore by issuing Basel III compliant bonds. That's it for now. For all the market news through the day, do track etmarkets.com. Have a great day ahead. Goodbye.